Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And NLI stands for Neurolinguistic Innovation. Tonight, we're going to talk about Claim Your Thunder, but we're also going to talk about Allow Your Spirit to Soar with Mama Butterfly. And she and Kimberly is a very wise and astute goddess in the world of personal expansion. Without any further ado, I want to welcome Kimberly West to the show. Welcome, Kimberly.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Rob. It's truly an honor to be here. Excited, very excited about sharing my knowledge.
Well, that's the thing about knowledge. It has to be shared or else it goes nowhere for anybody. But anyway, Kimberly, we're going to be in an event Saturday, a week from this Saturday on February 9th, it's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. called Claim Your Thunder. Enrich the people's wisdom on what they're going to hear and how they'll feel when they leave the
Well, I've had the honor of knowing. Yeah, I've had the honor. Thank you for asking. I've had the honor of knowing Linda Van Haver, who actually was part of my third conference on March 30th and 31st in West Palm Beach, Florida. And her and I met on Facebook, and we just knew when we first met that we had done some kind of work prior to this, because we're all about, you know, helping the world be a better place by sharing our wisdom, sharing our knowledge of how to live a very fulfilling life. And we attended her event last year after I met her, had the honor of meeting her in January. And then we attended the event in February, and I tell you what, I didn't know what to expect because I wasn't sure of an experiential type event where it wasn't just a bunch of salespeople up on stage saying, yay, 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 rah, 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 buy this, you know, change this, buy this product, buy this book, it's going to change your life, you know, because we all have, you know, had enough of conferences per se, but this is truly a life-changing experiment through the entire day. And when I walked in, a lot of people didn't even know what to expect, and they had a little bit of reservation as to what the whole experience was about. But as Linda moved through the story, and then with Armand and Angelina bringing the music into it, and then her other speakers, Dr. Melissa Anderson, who's going to be back there again this year, I literally saw lives changed right in front of my eyes. It went from having the frowns look to the ahas coming to the transformations literally happening, going through each one of these exercises of finding your true self. You know, what is your bliss? What is it that you need to heal? What is it that you need to release? And through the energy work and the loving circle that we did, it was, and then the breaking of the arrows, and it was just an amazing experience. My partner, Allison, actually broke an arrow, and she had a fear of speaking, and she broke right through that. She actually spoke at our third conference, and then also just got back from Virginia where she recorded a video. And, you know, I'm hoping that she thought about that arrow breaking because it's scary. I mean, some people think that it's a trick, but it's not. I mean, it sits right on your throat, and you've got to just barrel through that with nothing but pure confidence and pure breaking of a fear. And she just nailed it. I mean, literally nailed that video on the first try. It was just amazing, amazing experience. You know, so I think that, you know, Claim Your Thunder is all about claiming who you are and really letting go of anything that is no longer serving you and your higher being, and living your life full out and allowing your spirit to soar, you know. And that's the whole basis of what my company is about. I'm the founder of Allow Your Spirit to Soar, along with my partner, Allison Turner, who's the vice president of the company, and, you know, the visionary. She's an amazing website goddess and a great intuitive photographer. And, you know, it's all about us embracing each one of our gifts and, you know, letting go of those gremlins, or what I call the hecklers in the head, are the people that have maybe made us feel like we have limiting beliefs, that we truly can't be and do whatever we want because of past experiences. But this is what this whole day is about changing our mindset, changing our thinking, and changing the people that we hang around to empower us to be the best human beings that we possibly can be while we're on this earth during this journey.
And, you know, there's a lot of words there, but it's kind of, I got a new little saying I'll share with you. It's a stroll in turmoil. A rock and roll in turmoil to stroll in sassy tenacity. Revolutionizing omniific, lively, luminary wit. And the word omniific is the most powerful creation there is. That's the definition of it. And that's what it sounded like you were saying there. But it's about people engaging in their inner self rather than trying to live what the society and the world thinks they should live. Wouldn't you feel that's what the seminar does?
Well, it does that and so much more. I mean, it's truly a life-changing event. And I'm not just saying that because I'm honored. I'm so honored to be a speaker this year. I'm going to be walking through my Allow Shift system that is changing people's lives around the world. And it's such a simple five-step, you know, system. And I'm not sure what you're going to be speaking about. I'm sure it has a lot to do with NLI. But, you know, everybody has some kind of caca, what I call caca, that you got to clean up. You know, you've got to do, it all starts with forgiveness as well, but we got to get out of our heads and realize that we're put on this earth for a reason. We're on this earth to truly shine and to truly soar and to wake up in the morning going, thank you, God, let's rock. You know, it's all in the energy that we bring to our immediate circle of friends, our immediate circle of clients, our immediate circle of influence, you know, because energy, and it's being proven now more and more and more that scientists are now meeting spirituality. You know, so this event is really about grabbing and grasping onto your true I am. Who are you isn't a title or a label. Who you are is this amazing spiritual being living a human experience. And so this event is all about truly learning what makes you happy. It's that simple. If it doesn't make you happy, don't do that. But allowing your inner child to come out and play, allowing yourself to see yourself in a totally different light, letting go of the judgments, letting go of the opinions, letting go of the news, for God's sakes, letting go of anything negative, any negative person, place, or thing that is keeping your energy stuck in a lower level of what Abraham says, the vortex. But it's so true, because the more that we are pumped up about life and about our own life, and we start portraying that kind of energy of any person, place, or thing, any place that we go, any person that we encounter, they feel that. So you remind others of their awesomeness, which is my new word that I'm using, and because you're embracing who you truly are. And again, you're allowing your spirit to soar, but it's all about coming together as a collaborative, coming together as a collective, and putting all this amazing, loving, powerful, joyful, peaceful energy into one space, and it just from there, it expands. You have no choice but to feel love. You have no choice but to feel peace. You know, and the trick is when you leave that room is to continue to, you know, carry on some of the tools that you may have learned during this event and, you know, just stay in that energy, because believe me, life does happen. There was a bumper sticker I was telling somebody the other day, you know, that saying, and I don't want to, people that know me are going to be okay with me saying this, but, you know, that bumper sticker that says shit happens. Well, there was another bumper sticker that says mega shit happens, but that was actually on the back of a Cadillac. So it's all in our perception, right? So, you know, it's just about really getting out of your head, getting out of the caca, and making these simple adjustments into your life so you can live a life that you're really, really happy, you know. And again, it's us human doings that keep making this thing called life so complicated, and it doesn't have to be. I mean, we truly can be and do whatever we want with the power of our minds, with the power of our chakras, with thinking outside the universe. Don't even think outside the box. Think outside the universe. Because like I said, spirituality and science is now recognizing spirituality and the metaphysical way of living and how powerful it truly is.
Well, see, you just hit on something. I'm going to talk more about this at the seminar. But see, I really have a question with the human being outside, because I just feel I'm a spiritual energy relishing a spiritual experience, because outside of a book, where have you heard that you're a human being? Has a book ever lied to you?
Has a book ever lied to me?
Yeah, has a book ever told you a fallacy?
Any kind of book?
Well, a certain kind of books. A science book, have they ever told you a fallacy?
I don't read science books.
That's what I mean. See, that's what I'm talking about. Outside of science and the scientists and the doctors, who tells us we're human beings?
Well, I believe that we're spiritual beings living a human experience. So, and I've thought that ever since I was a child. So I've always been different, you know, and that's okay. I mean, I'd rather live metaphysically and spiritually than I would analytically or systematically. And again, that's helped me grow my business the way it is today, because I truly trust my intuition. But, you know, and again, there goes those limiting beliefs again. You know, it's just, it wants to tell us and dictate us how we have to be, and we don't have to be anyway, that we don't want to be. I mean, we can be whatever we want to be, and it's our life, and it's our journey. And again, none of us are really going to know the truth of what the truth is, whatever that is, you know, until we take our last breath, which is the day that we arrive, which I think that's the day that we finally arrive, because we're constantly learning. And I believe that there's no right or wrong. I really don't. I don't want to say the scientists are wrong. I don't want to say, you know, the Catholics are wrong. I'm not going to say any of that, because everybody has a right to what they believe. All I know is I really like the way I live. And, you know, do I have bad days? Oh, yeah, because I'm still human. But still, with having the modalities of living a spiritual life and studying the spiritual teachers and the spiritual way of being, like the Dalai Lama and Lao Tzu and the Tao Te Ching and Wayne Dyer and all the, Deepak Chopra and all of my masters, you know, I just find that that makes me feel really, really good. So again, it goes back to what makes you feel good. And if that makes you feel good, then do that. You know, it just, I don't think a book can tell us how we feel now. But again, if it resonates with you, then yippee. Again, we're all on our own journey. We're all on this great big illusion of a ship that, you know, we have a choice of what we believe. We have a choice of who we hang around with. We have a choice of where we hang out. We have a choice to either, you know, go out and buy a $250 Gucci purse or spend $97 and go to a personal development event like Claim Your Thunder. So it's all about choices. It's all about choices that we make, and it all comes from your intuition, what makes you feel good, and that, my friends, is called your intuition. So I don't know
that's
if I...
True. Oh, yeah, you did. But
okay.
For me, I don't play in the human world, because that's where it's too... I just like my spirit. I just let my spirit run and listen to life. But it's Claim Your Thunder. It's Saturday, February 9th. At the Unity Center in Vero Beach. You can go to www.claimyourthunder.com and get your ticket. And you will walk out of there with an expanded experience. And that's the thing. See, there's nobody, it's like you were saying, there's nobody has the key to life. Life is the key to the love, innovation, freedom, and the epiphanies you choose to experience. And I had to throw that out there. That's a new book I got coming out.
Shameless plug.
Yes.
It's your radio show, dear. You can do whatever you want. It's your radio show.
Oh, this is about... But when you allow your spirit to soar and you get your head out of the way and let your heart do your speaking, how much do you expand, Kimberly?
Oh, it's, you know, and again, I just want our listeners, want your listeners to understand, you know, being an entrepreneurial spirit, because I found that I really wasn't really, really good working for anyone else. And I have to tell you, our listeners, your listeners, as to how Allow Your Spirit to Soar was born and then how I've been dubbed Mama Butterfly. And because the butterfly, as you all know, is all about transformation. But here I was sitting out back in the dark, because I always get up in the crack of dawn and I sit outside and I do my prayers and meditations, and I do them, now I can do them very, very quickly, but for me to meditate for more than 20 minutes, ha, yeah, right. And I embrace that part about who I am. But I literally was sitting out back of the place I was living at the time, and it was so quiet, and all of a sudden I heard this most gorgeous voice say, Kimberly, you must allow your spirit to soar. And all of a sudden I open my eyes, and this beautiful blue butterfly just flew right in front of my face. And I'm like, oh my word. And that's how Allow Your Spirit to Soar was born. And that was, we're going in our fourth year of business now. And then how I've been named Mama Butterfly, because I truly love helping other spirits soar. It really feeds my soul. So being the author of two compilation books with 22 other authors and holding several conferences, but it's all about, and when I say from that expansion, I always try to include other like-minded people speaking at my conferences about transformation, inspiration, peace, hope, love, and joy. That's who I surround myself with, because that's the whole intention of Allow Your Spirit to Soar. And, you know, when you allow yourself to be in that space that nothing is impossible, that everything is possible, the expansion of the universe hears that. The universe here, I call it God and the Amazing Universal Powers, hears that, and then all of a sudden, all the right people, places, and things start showing up, and it's like the skies, you know, part, and the skies get bluer, and the seas part, and it's like, wow, it's this simple? Really? To live like this, it's this simple? But when you allow the mystery to unfold of whatever the vision you have for your life or for your business or for your loved ones, or for yourself, first and foremost, for yourself, the universe conspires with you to give you every single thing that you need in your life at that time, be it money, be it a car, be it a job, be it whatever. But when you allow the universe to give you and God to bless you with who you truly are, when you step into that greatness, you own that greatness, that we're all great. We're all amazing spiritual beings, that, you know, God doesn't want to see us poor. God doesn't want to see us fearful. God doesn't want to see us hurting. You know, God wants us to be rich beyond measure, because the more people, the more, I believe money's energy and it's here to service. Having money allows us to serve others. But it's more than money, because for me, richness is much, much more than money. But going back to the expansion, when you're in that kind of higher levels of energy and you're feeling that way and you're knowing that everything's going to be okay no matter what, you know, for instance, I just had a cousin who unfortunately decided to move on at age 35. And, of course, the family's sore and I'm sad, and you're going to go through this, you know, darkness a little bit of the feelings of loss and grieving, because, again, that's our human emotions. But I know that, you know, it's easier for me when something like that happens, because now that I understand how the universe works, is that he's just moved on to his next level of understanding, his next level journey. And that's where the expansion of our understanding of what the universe is fully capable of by the energy and the vibrations we put out through our minds, that's, again, becomes, it's miraculous. It's just a magical way to live, a miraculous way to live your life. It's all in your thinking, and that's how the expansion, again, you touched on that, I'm going to touch on that a little bit more, but how the expansion of our minds and our lives and the lives that we create.
And the expansion isn't only in the mind, it's in the subliminal mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to bring up a couple of things, that, a couple words that Kimberly used. She doesn't say she's happy. She says she's at peace. And she uses the word understand. When you take the word no, you quit blowing. When you understand, you expand. And that is something I want people to hear, and that's very omnipotent when you're going to move your life into the next realm of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Kimberly, when people choose to engage in their inner self and they start letting go of everything they know, how do they really open up to the spiritual essence of themselves?
You know, that's a very, very good question. It's about allowing, and I'm going to go back to that word allowing. And so many people, I mean, a lot of the clients that I work with, I met with someone yesterday, and they just kept trying to figure it out. And I have a client today that just kept trying to figure it out. I said, stop trying to figure it out. If you just stop and get outside of your head and really trust the intuition. Everybody has those little voices that, you know, go into their head, and no, you're not crazy. a lot of people think you are, but that's okay. You really have to listen and pay attention to what your intuition is telling you, and really tap into your third eye. You know, each one of us has a left brain and we have a right brain. And then right there, smack dab in the middle, is that third eye, which is called our intuition, that a lot of people don't pay attention to because they're so busy with thinking about what their next project's going to be, or I got to pick up the kids, or I got to buy a new dress, or I got to lose 10 pounds, or I got to. You know, this is how what's happened with our world today. It's a I got to do this. And especially with social media now, and with the news, and with as many technology products there are, with the iPhone, and all of a sudden you're getting all these emails, and you're getting the texts, and I mean, all this stuff. And the most important thing that I can tell your listeners is to turn technology off. And really, when you're stepping into your I am and you're going through a transformation, be it a divorce or be it a death or be it whatever transformation you're making, maybe you've lost your job or you've lost your home or you've lost your car, and before you lose your life, you've decided there's got to be a better way. So you start this journey of exploration of who you truly are. And the most important thing, and I cannot say this enough, is to get outside. Look up. Look up into the sky. Go look at a tree. Go sit underneath the tree. Go grab a book. Go to the ocean. Go to the lake. You know, if you're in a colder area like yourself, you know, light a fire. Light some candles. You know, turn on some soft music and read, and just really, you know, maybe download some meditations. There's all kinds of free meditations on YouTube that you, instead of going to watch crazy videos, you know, really allow your spirit to be quiet and just be there and really work on being in the present moment. Eckhart Tolle is one of my favorite spiritual teachers, and he's the author of The Power of Now. And it's really about being okay with who you are. Now, a lot of people think that spirituality also can mean I got to live like Dalai Lama, or I've got to go live in the mountains with the gurus, or I can't, you know, eat, I can't drink, I can't smoke, I can't do any of that. You know, it's just, it's about, spirituality is your own journey. But you've got to be able to get quiet enough to understand what that journey is. Does that make sense?
Totally to me. But anyway, it's in the silence you expand and you live between the space of your thought. And that's something people don't understand. You live in space, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand that and you can spread your thoughts out, you live in the space of your divine. And mm-hmm. it is the mind that's divine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Kimberly's been talking to you about the allowing of the spirit. And it isn't only the allowing. It's authorizing yourself to allow the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That opens things up. And if you've been listening to Kimberly and you come to Claim Your Thunder, and on Saturday, February 9th, you feel how the energy of what she's speaking will expand your life, but it'll also expand the sensual seer within you, and you will become the clairvoyant of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been hearing Kimberly say, and she's going to be a speaker and a presenter. So if you want a presenter that will present you with a new life, come to Claim Your Thunder, Kimberly, and all the other speakers will do that. Kimberly, when it comes to the spirit, it's a priceless, limitless experience, isn't it?
It's beyond limitless, if that is even possible. Because, I mean, let me tell you a little bit about my story. When I had my awakening on September 17th of 2006, I was in the middle of a panic attack, and my neighbors popped in the movie The Secret, which started this journey. But prior to that, 44 years prior to that, I came from a very, 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 very dark past. And for those of our listeners, for your listeners who don't know about my story, they can visit Mama Butterfly, MOMMABUTTERFLY.com, or you can visit our company website at Allow Your Spirit to Soar, and you can read a little bit of my story, which is what I play upon. So, you know, it's so limitless, but when you're down in the dark abyss and you're experiencing all of, and you're creating, because every one of those experiences, I now know that I created myself by my own thinking, by my own victimhood, by my own martyrship that I was in for many, many years. I mean, on the outside it looked really, really good, but on the inside I was a total mess. I was literally lost spiritually. And even though I was part of a church, there was still part of me missing. And when I understood the power of our minds through the law of attraction, then I started really digging deep into what spirituality meant. I mean, it was just, like I said, limitless. That there's, it's like what Buzz Lightyear says, to infinity and beyond. I mean, it is truly limitless as to what you can think, what you can do, what you can be, what you can experience, and literally tapping into the spiritual world is just a magical way. I mean, my biggest ascended masters are Raphael, which is an amazing angel, Moses. When I do some speaking engagements, I do bring in Moses, and I do some channeling, per se, in that area. I just got certified as a psychic medium, went to a two-day workshop and got certified to be a psychic medium. You know, that I always knew that I was there because I had like a little, imaginary friend. Thank you. And I called her Chichua. So the more that I started digging into this way of being and the limitless possibilities, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that makes sense. And then your mind is starting to, you know, expand, and then you're introduced to another modality that's spiritually based. You know, and again, it's not about woo-woo, if you want to call it woo-woo. Now, years ago, they would have called you a witch or they would have called you crazy. But what I realized is that was my visionary mind that was just wanting to expand and be okay with that. Now it's becoming more and more acceptable that, you know, there is other dimensions. There are other galaxies out there. And, you know, now that I'm studying more of the psychic realm and more of the intuitive realm, I mean, some of the things that you just can't make this stuff up. you know, some of the things I've been researching and learning and looking at, you just can't make this stuff up. It's just, it's unbelievable. But it's, again, allowing your mind to go beyond that white picket fence, you know, that we are boxed into possibly as children, that to believe in something else is not good, or you're bad, or you're wrong. Well, you know, thank God that I'm old enough now that I can say, I don't care what you think. I know this is my truth. This is how I feel. And I'm having a really, really good time. How about you? You know, and it's like, you just have to allow, you know, your mind to, and your spiritual being to know that there's so much more than just what you have sitting right in front of your face. That you truly can create whatever you want, and you can believe whatever you want. It's your life.
And that's true. It's when you trust your abilities to walk in the spirit of sapience, you can go anywhere in the world, anywhere in the universe you choose.
Anywhere. Anyway, there's now even, you know, space travelers, astral travelers, there's rainbow children, there's starseed children, there's a crystal children, there's indigo children, you know, and I get an opportunity to work with these children, a lot of them in the juvenile detention centers, but most of them in the treatment centers. What I'm finding is that children of addiction have those special gifts that they're scared to death to even allow themselves to think, because they've been told that they're wrong or that they're crazy. They got, you know, here, take a pill, take a Prozac, take a Ritalin, take whatever. You know, and that's what I love. I love these kids, because as soon as I go in and I talk to these kids in the treatment centers and I let them know that it's okay to be different, their eyes light up and they're like, Mama Butterfly, really? It's okay? Well, yeah, let's just take your gifts and let's turn it into something productive, not destructive. You know, so again, that's, again, taking what you've learned and then helping those who are less fortunate is truly the best spiritual gift you can give, not only to yourself, but also to the universe. You know, because there's just so many people out there that just are not enlightened or awakened. And, you know, all I know that the more that I stand in my power and the gift that God has given me, I truly believe it's a God-given gift. It's not an evil thing. And the more that I continue to be who I am, the more I allow other people that are around me to be who they are. And when you can recognize somebody, you know, for being different or being gifted, and they like, really? It's okay to be me? Yeah, it's okay. You know, because so many years and so many relationships and looking outside myself, my relationships, now I've got the most amazing life partner in the entire world who gets me and supports me. So glad I manifested her. But, you know, there's so many times that your spirit is squelched. Your spirit is broken. Your wings are broken because of what somebody else may say to you. And then you live in this hole, this dark abyss, you know, most of your life. This is why I'm so passionate about working with the children that are 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, that if I can let them know that it's okay to be different at this age, so as they grow into adults, that they can make different choices and follow their bliss and follow their passion and be who they are.
And that's absolutely true. And we've come to the end of the show, Kimberly, and I will be on Kimberly's show tomorrow. And we're going to talk more about this, but it's really about engaging in your own spirituality.
Yes, sir.
And I want to thank Kimberly and all the guests for being on the show. I mean, for listening. And Kimberly, I want to really thank you for being a guest. It was my honor and my privilege.
All right. Thank you for having me.
And anyway, Kimberly, tomorrow we'll talk to you again.
Okay, sounds great, Rob.
And thank you for all the wisdom. And I also want to thank you for all you do for the kids and everybody else. And also, it's allowyourspirittosoar.com. You can go check out Mama Butterfly, Kimberly West. And thank you and good night, everybody.
Good night.